Save Metroid Prime 4! Save Metroid Prime 4! Nintendo was sponsoring an initiative to save the game. 2 years ago, they announced Prime 4, and we haven't heard anything since!
Here you go, buddy. There's a quarter.
Thank you! Don't forget to come to E3!
Don't need Sony. Don't need games. Don't need press conferences.
To climb aboard this hype train.
Oh, there you go.
Oh man,
Josh, this is another rare occasion. We are in the present, looking what? Towards the future.
This is so weird.
No.
Yes, this is the, I guess, a cast of the past E3 prediction game of 2019.
Hooray! Josh, how is this game going to work?
So we are going to go through each press conference. We're both going to bring up three predictions that we think are going to happen. And whoever gets the most right at the end of the contest, once the conferences happen, is declared the winner.
And between the two of us, we have an interesting little prize as, you know, to who gets the most picks. Do you want to save that for later, Josh? Reveal what the champion is going to get to
do? Let's wait to the very end of this.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you want to do the nitty-gritty of E3 2019?
Nitty-gritty! Not sponsored by Sony.
Because they ain't here this year.
Nope. Neither is EA, apparently. EA is just doing this weird thing on Saturday where they're just kind of telling you what they're going to talk about during each hour of the day. And it's like, come in and tune in for Jedi Fallen Order, and then don't tune in during Madden. Don't tune in during FIFA.
Because how else are we going to know that they're making a new Madden?
All right. So, Tom, hit me with that nitty-gritty of E3 2019.
Well, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, a.k.a. E3, because there are three E's. No, I don't know if you caught that, but it's clever.
Wow.
It's clever.
Yeah.
It's going to be held between June 11th and June 13th of this year at the Los Angeles Convention Center in Los Angeles, California. And fun fact, this is the 25th E3 event. So according to WWE, this would be the silver anniversary, even though that would be the 26th event.
So we're going to go through with our press conferences in the order that they're actually going to be happening. So let's start with Sunday, June 9th. Our first press conference is going to be Microsoft, happening at 3:30 Eastern time for us over here in the Eastern side of the world. 12:30 for everybody else on the Pacific side.
Microsoft also being huge jerks, holding their conference 2 days before E3 actually starts.
Yep. So, Tom, hit me with your first Microsoft E3 prediction.
Well, much like Microsoft has become very boring and predictable, my first prediction is very boring and predictable. I am going to predict that we will see gameplay and possibly a release date for Gears of War 5.
What?
Because they have literally nothing else going for them right now.
Do you want to go and try to get a bonus point to see if they're going to give us a release date and try to see if you can hit that release date window?
Sure. November 2019, because they sure as heck need it to come out in November 2019.
Okay. Have you actually played any of the Gears of Wars?
I have beaten the first two. I think Gears of War 2 is like a legit masterpiece. It's one of my...
Masterpiece.
I think it's an incredible game that bounces between so many interesting kind of story concepts and levels. Like, it's literally like, oh, we're in a giant worm now. Oh, no. Now we're in a survival horror level. Oh, here's an ongoing emotional storyline about a guy's missing wife. Oh, it's nonstop. I love 2. I never finished 3 because I got stuck at a point and I kind of gave up. And then I have missed the series since then.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, I actually played the first 2.
Okay. So we're on the same page.
I watched somebody play the third one, which it looked good. The story was good. It had a good closure to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I haven't messed around with 4. I haven't really watched any... thing for 5 at all, but yeah.
Like, I wish them all the best with it. I don't know if I'll get to it, but I know that's something that's a big anchor for Microsoft right now.
Well, I saw Microsoft announce that they're going to have 14 first-party titles,
mm-hmm.
like exclusive titles. And I'm like, I'm interested in that.
Okay. So, Josh, what would be your first big prediction for Microsoft?
First big prediction for Microsoft is that the Cuphead DLC finally gets a release date. We've been waiting for this for almost, like, I think 2 years now. They've teased it last year. We still haven't heard a single thing about it. There's figures out for the third playable character in the game and all this stuff, but we haven't gotten a release date yet for the Cuphead DLC.
Now, here's a question. Maybe this can be your bonus point. Are you willing to bet that Microsoft and, well, preface, I don't actually know if this is confirmed yet, but would you call that Microsoft will exclusively have the DLC before it comes to the Switch?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm very, very excited for it because, man, do I love myself some Cuphead.
I've heard you beat it.
Yeah, I've actually, it's weird, a little known fact that probably not many people know, is I actually did beat Cuphead, yes.
Incredible. That's something I never knew. All right. So,
Tom, number two.
My second big prediction for Microsoft's press conference is that they are going to fully demo, announce, and date their multi-device streaming option, which will bring Game Pass games to other devices via streaming. You know, Microsoft's kind of buzzed about alternative to having a physical console, and something that they probably really want to accelerate now that Google Stadia has been announced, or Stadia. So however the heck Google wants to pronounce it, Microsoft wants to compete with that.
Yeah, I know. I think it's called Project Xtreme, which I absolutely love the name to that.
Developed in the 90s, clearly. Yep.
Yeah, it's just so extreme. I'm really interested in seeing it. I know there's been a lot of talk about Game Pass coming to the Switch and Game Pass just recently getting announced for the PC. So we'll see how it's going to work everywhere else. They said that they weren't going to announce it or show it off until it's ready. So I'm hoping that that time is very soon for this, because I think that'd be a game changer.
It would be. It would be. Especially if they do announce a collaboration with Nintendo. Microsoft and Nintendo have been pretty buddy-buddy recently, and having a Game Pass app on the Switch, even though the Switch obviously would not be able to run certain Xbox titles, just being able to get some of them on the Switch would be incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Yep. So Josh, what is your next glimpse into the future?
Rocksteady's new game gets revealed at the Microsoft press conference.
Okay, that's really interesting. Why do you think that Microsoft's conference would get the dibs on Rocksteady?
Their press conference is opening up E3 pretty much. So let's get everyone talking right off the bat.
Okay.
Or let's get everyone talking right off the bat. Am I right?
You think they're going to do another Batman game?
For a bonus point, Tom, I believe it's going to be another Arkham game, and it's going to deal with the Court of Owls story.
Arkham Galaxy. Sure.
I'm just saying. They're going to do another Batman game.
Well, okay.
It's been forever now. And they said that they are working on something. They won't announce when. They didn't say, like, what it is. They didn't hint anything at it. But for the past 3 years now, people have been saying, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Like, this year,
like a high school senior on prom night, they've just been saying it's coming over and over again.
Listen, so Square Enix is announcing the Avengers game. What can rival the Avengers game right now?
A Detective Pikachu game.
Well, we are kind of getting that if you've watched that conference.
I did.
But yes, Microsoft is going to reveal Rocksteady's new Batman game. For the extra bonus point, it's going to be based off of the Court of Owls story.
Okay. All right. So I think we should have clarified before we actually started this game. Do we get one bonus point per press conference? Like, my one bonus point is that Gears 5 will be dated this November, and then yours is that Rocksteady's game is A Night of the Owls Arkham game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can do one bonus point per each thing.
Okay. All right. So big money, Josh, throwing it down. All right. So my last Microsoft guess is going to be another boring one. They're not giving me much faith to work with. So this is probably one that I hope I'm not stealing from you, but I'm going to assume we will see some Halo Infinite gameplay, and maybe even a release date for that.
Okay, so that was on my list. However, that was not going to be one that I was going to use. What I actually had was Halo Infinite gameplay shown with a bonus that it's going to be MMO-like, like Destiny or The Division. But nope, I'm not going to use that one because you're taking a gameplay portion to it, and I'm perfectly fine with that one.
I think they have to demonstrate it, you know? Because, well, let me just say this, because Sony isn't doing a press conference. Let me just throw this out there. Sony, they basically said PS5 is coming in 2020 or 2021 at least, right?
Yep.
So I think Microsoft desperately needs to use this E3 to say the rest of 2019 is going to be worth it for us. Please stick with us. And they're going to have to show off all their big guns because I don't think we're getting a next-gen Xbox yet, especially not with them putting all their time and energy into a streaming service. So Sony's going to have the big spotlight of a new console. What is Microsoft going to have?
Right. Halo.
Yeah, that's all they've ever had.
Which, I mean, the Halo games are fantastic, so I'm not
going
to knock.
They are very fun, yeah. But Josh, what is your final pick for Microsoft?
So I got three here that I'm looking at, and but all three of them are crazy and off the wall ones. Cause I like to just think outside the box of the, what if, what's going to get people hyped? What's going to get people talking? What's going to make mouths drop?
What's going to have my chin on the floor, Josh?
Battletoads gets announced for the Xbox One.
Ah,
a new Battletoads game. Rare has been working on it. They teased it a long time ago. They're actually going to officially announce the game. It's going to have a title, and we may receive a release date for it by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. So you think we'll see gameplay too, or you think we're just going to get like a trailer?
Yeah, I think we're going to see gameplay as well.
Okay, cool.
And it's going to get everyone feeling all warm inside and excited. And you're going to have a lot of people talking, a lot of people calling GameStop, seeing if Battletoads is in stock.
Time is a flat circle. Nothing ever changes.
Did you have any other ones?
No, I kept it very slim. I think that's pretty much it for the big green boys at Microsoft. Yeah. Do you want to move on to our next conference?
So our next press conference is at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, June 9th, or 5 p.m. Pacific time. And that is good old Bethesda.
Oh, I got some predictions about these guys because they are coming to E3 with their tail between their legs.
Not as much as EA.
Well, EA didn't show their faces. Bethesda. EA knew not to come. Bethesda made the foolish decision of coming.
Yeah.
So, I went first last time. You want to go first? I wonder if we're going to have the same thing. Go ahead.
All right. Number one, Doom Eternal release date announced.
Sure. That is one
quarter.
Of, go ahead.
Oh, and for the bonus, quarter four, 2019.
Okay.
We're going to see it this winter. I'm patiently waiting for it. They just dropped the advertisement logos on like the buildings and stuff like that of downtown Los Angeles for Doom Eternal. So it's going to be shown heavily, I believe, at E3.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay. So my number one, Bethesda will publicly acknowledge the disappointment of Fallout 76 and are going to offer some kind of big DLC announcement or upgrade to try to win points back from the fans. I think we're going to see some kind of mea culpa from them about how botched Fallout 76 launches was. And this is my bonus point for Bethesda's press conference. I am going to predict that this Fallout 76 makeup plan will involve something related to New Vegas.
Okay.
Maybe it's a piece of DLC that kind of evokes New Vegas. Maybe it's that it's finally going to be that New Vegas HD remake that everyone's been, you know, chomping at the bit for. But I think Bethesda is going to show up with an apology plan, and that might be on it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I expected them to make either A, they were going to make a joke about Fallout 76, or B, they were not going to acknowledge it at all.
See, it reminds me of when EA had their press conference for Star Wars Battlefront 2, and they said, you know, we took your feedback from Battlefront 1. A lot of it was constructive, and a lot of it was negative. You know, like, they didn't try to shy away from it. So, considering how much bigger of a debacle 76 was, I kind of feel like Bethesda, especially when last year they were all like, oh, it's four times the size, it's so many textures, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta
acknowledge there's no game inside of it.
Nope. Okay, so what do you got next for Bethesda?
Number two, Wolfenstein 3 teaser trailer.
Interesting. You think they're going to bust that out this year?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to show a teaser trailer for it. They're not. It's not going to be anything crazy. It's just going to be like, hey, it's coming. I don't think we're going to get a release date for it or anything like that. I think we're going to get a trailer just showing that the third and maybe the end of the trilogy. I don't know if they're working on a trilogy with the whole new Wolfenstein series that they've been working on, but I feel like Wolfenstein 3 is going to get a trailer at this E3. And yeah, nothing too crazy with them.
Okay, respectable. I know the new Wolfenstein series has been very popular, so it would not surprise me to see them do a third one.
Yep.
Okay. So my second Bethesda prediction ties into your first one, but in a different way. I believe, as you do, that Doom Eternal will be showcased with gameplay at this E3, but I predict that Doom Eternal will be shown via Stadia. Like, I think they're going to use E3.
Stadia.
Is it? Okay, it's Stadia?
It's Stadia.
Okay, Stadia. I will pound that into my brain for the rest of this episode. But yes, I think that the Doom Eternal demo is going to involve Stadia to show that off as well. Because that's the first big title that Stadia was able to show off during their press conference. So Bethesda is likely going to be the boys who get to present Stadia to E3, you know?
Yeah, no, that actually is a pretty good prediction for that, because you want to get people talking about Stadia again. It's been a very long time since we've heard anything about it since the original press conference. It's pretty much been just complete silence on Google's end for this, but yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
So, what is your finale to Bethesda?
Nothing too crazy with my third one. I think that we're going to see some Rage 2 DLC.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy. I mean, it's apparently doing pretty good. A lot of people are liking it. I have a feeling that they're going to talk a little bit about it and show, like, they're going to talk a little bit about how well it's doing, and then they're going to be like, hey, and for everyone who has it, here's some future DLC.
Uh-huh.
Like, just to kind of get people away from all the negativity that they've been doing with their other franchises.
Okay.
Talk to me about your number three.
Hey, my final prediction is also just as vanilla as yours. I predict that they will show gameplay for the next Elder Scrolls game. Because it's been a year.
You think we're getting gameplay?
At this point, okay, minimum a trailer. But
all right,
we have to see more than just like the title screen that we got last year.
So I was going to say, are we talking about Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to say, oh, they showed it for the next Elder Scrolls game and it was just the iPhone game or something like that.
No. I'm going back to last year when they showed off, like I say, what basically was like a title screen for Elder Scrolls 6. I'm going to predict that we're going to see maybe a trailer or maybe some gameplay for that. We're going to see more of that.
I don't think that game's anywhere near ready to get shown at all.
Well, we know Bethesda doesn't care about that, so.
Right. I think they're working on the other game first. Oh, God, I can't remember it. The one that's in space.
Space Scrolls.
Damn it, I can't remember it. And I know I'm gonna think of it later down the road, but they're going to talk about that one first, and they're going to reveal that a little bit more in detail. But they said that's not even going to be there this year. I think Elder Scrolls 6 is just so far out that they just wanted to kind of get people to have an idea. Like, hey, like, Fallout 76 might not be that great of a game. Yes, we're doing this, but look what we have coming in the future. Now, look what we have coming. Like, I don't think we're going to see it at all, but hey, you know what? You want to waste the prediction? That's cool with me.
It's almost like you're happy I wasted it.
So let's sleep on Sunday and wake up on Monday. Monday at 3:30 p.m. and we'll jump right into the Ubisoft's.
Ubisoft's
press conference at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, mm-hmm. or 12:30 Pacific Time, depending on what side of the world you're living on. We don't care about the middle times.
I like how you keep referring to the East and West coasts of America as the whole world.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
There's nothing else.
Nope.
America.
So I went first with Bethesda. Tom, you started off with Ubisoft.
I did. So, I predict that they are going to reboot Splinter Cell, and they will debut this reboot at E3.
Oh.
Yes.
Damn it, that may have been one of my... you said reboot.
I think they are going to introduce the series from the beginning, either with like a young Sam or maybe with just a fresh new character, but they're going to just like cut off the entire continuity of what they have for Splinter Cell and introduce a next generation stealth action game that's all new, but with the Splinter Cell branding and maybe some familiar digs, but you know.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to even use my Splinter Cell one that I have. I actually have ideas for Splinter Cell. I think if they do release a new one, it's not going to be Sam Fisher. I mean, Sam Fisher is going to be in it, but I think he's going to be more of the guy in the chair.
Mm-hmm. The Oracle.
Yeah. Rather than the actual person doing it, because I mean, we are due for a new Splinter Cell and I love the Splinter Cell franchise. So yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's, I mean, I think that's a pretty given. I'm going to start off with a new Assassin's Creed game is shown.
A new Assassin's Creed game whose subtitle starts with O?
Nope. I believe it's going to be, for the bonus of this one, mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed Ragnarok.
Oh, we're going to go Norse.
Yes.
That would actually be really cool. And I got to give you kudos, Josh. I expected you to do what most of the Assassin's Creed fan base does and be like, oh, set it in Samurai Japan. Oh, do it in World War II. And it's just like, guys, how many games do you have that are in those locations?
Right.
I like that.
No,
I think
I think it's going to be a little bit more Norse. But yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see something new. I know we're not getting a new one this year, but they got to advertise for next year to get people hyped for it. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
We'll see about that. Tom dropping number twos.
Okay. So my second big announcement is that they are going to bring back the Rabbids Party game series, starting with a family-friendly Rabbids game on the Switch.
Okay.
I think that the popularity of Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle kind of brought some life back to that brand, and we may see another Raving Rabbids game on Nintendo's console.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we haven't had one of those since the Wii, right?
Nope. I think the Wii U maybe got one.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will see your Rabbids, and I will raise you a new Rayman Legends sequel.
Ooh. I would like that a lot. The 2D Rayman series of this decade have been excellent. Very excellent.
Yeah, so Origins was fantastic. Legends is the probably one of the best. I mean, I still put Legends as one of the best current gen games out there.
Mm-hmm.
I play that game a lot. I have it on the PS4 and the Xbox One and stuff, but I wonder if we're going to do like Origins, Legends, and then like Eternals or something like that, whatever, like would continue the theme that they're going for with it. But I think a new Rayman Legends-esque sequel game is needed right now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Alrighty. Well, to close out, you know, I don't expect tons of stuff from Ubisoft, so I'm just going to kind of settle on another meh one. I expect that we're going to hear a bunch of stuff about what their future plans are for the Division 2. Probably some kind of like promises up through Christmas of this year of what the DLC plans are going to be. And it'll probably be a longer part of the press conference than I personally am interested in because I don't play the Division 2. But, you know, that's what I think they're going to do.
So I know they just launched the raids not too long ago here. So we got that going for us. But yeah, I believe that there's going to be some more things coming in the next couple months. And that's a pretty safe bet that that's what they're going to be talking about. So for my number three, Tom, I got two. I got number A and I got number B. Okay. Which one should I go with?
Let's go in order.
You want me to go number A?
No, why don't you go number A?
Okay. So I believe we are going to get Watch Dogs 3.
Those dogs.
I know the first one did pretty good. The second one didn't live up to the expectations, but it was critically acclaimed. I think we're going to have Assassin's Creed there. We're going to have Splinter Cell there. I know they're going to be talking about Ghost Recon. They're going to talk about some Tom Clancy games and stuff like that. They got the Division. Why not bring the whole family together and debut everybody at this E3 and drop the Watch Dogs 3 gameplay? Watch Dogs 2 came out. That was like 3-4 years ago. So, I mean, they could have a new one ready to go sooner, anytime now.
I mean, hey, if they do, good for them. I think it's just weird how that franchise just seems to like not exist. I mean, you know, I know the two was received well better than the first one was, and the first one was considered like a big mess, but it's just like I feel like that franchise debuted with so much hype and then completely everyone gave up on it. So if they're pushing for three, I guess they really have faith that this can turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting.
So after this conference here, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or 5:30 Pacific Time, Square Enix is going to come out and hopefully do better than they did last year.
Well, see, the one thing is, we can't use Avengers because they pre-announced that. And I think they pre-announced that because maybe they don't have much else to say.
Well, I mean, maybe I have something about Avengers in here that we can... You know, okay. I could use, but I don't think I'm going to. I don't think I'm going to go for the most obvious. Because honestly, I think we all know that we're going to get a release date for the Avengers game.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that it's quarter one of 2020. I think it's going to release in that January, February, March timeframe that all these games have now been getting released at and been doing really well in.
Oh, sure.
I'm not going to go with that one. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do something even crazier. Final Fantasy VII Episode 1 release date announced.
That would be bold, but also that would be way overdue. So I hope they hurry up and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know they talked about this one being a episodic version of it and people are freaking out over it. I'm like, well, think about it. The first game was like, what, 3 discs or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, if they release it in 3 episodes, that's pretty much like each episode's one of the discs. So, like, it makes sense. I believe, though, that episode 1 is going to get a release date announced at E3.
Okay. All right. Well, my first prediction is kind of a cheat on the first thing that we actually talked about. So, we obviously know that Avengers is going to be shown off at the Square Enix panel. My prediction is that a member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe cast is going to be involved in the presentation somehow.
Mm.
I think they are going to ride some of that endgame hype and maybe Tom Holland. I would definitely say it would be like a next generation Marvel Cinematic Universe star. I don't think they're going to drag Robert Downey or Chris Evans up there for this, but yeah, I think somebody from the cast is going to be involved in the press conference.
Do you want to take a shot in the dark at a bonus point for who's going to show up?
Sure. I will say it's either going to be Tom Holland or Dave Bautista.
Okay. Do you know who I would think would show up?
Hmm.
The Russo brothers.
Oh yeah. You know what?
And I think that they would announce that they helped write the story.
Ah, okay.
Okay. But I mean, that's just me. I'm just thinking like that. These are like hype moments that I would like, God, that's amazing.
I'm thinking too celebrity focused. It actually would make complete sense for the Russos to show up because E3 is more of a creator space. So yeah, it actually would be a lot more fitting if they were the ones who showed up with it. But I'm not going to steal your suggestion. I will keep mine firmly on the cast.
Okay. So number two for me, just recently released on the PC, one of my favorite RPGs currently on the Switch, Octopath Traveler gets DLC.
Oh, okay. That's good. That'd actually be really good because I know that game, even though it does take a while to finish, like it needs a little bit of an extension.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you add an extra class or an extra thing in there, maybe something to bridge the gap into the next game if it was to be announced. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, like I said, it just recently got released on the PC. So now it's kind of getting, it's getting revived on the PC. So I think that, you know, to keep it in everybody's mind now going forward for a little bit, we're going to see some new things come from it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that would be a very welcome surprise. I would like that. Okay. So my next prediction also kind of involves the Switch. I think that the Crystal Chronicles remake is going to get detailed at this press conference, not Nintendo's. So the Square Enix press conference will show off the Switch edition of Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever played them?
No, I wanted to play them back on the GameCube, but that shit passed.
Yeah.
How about you?
No, I didn't. I there wasn't really many Final Fantasy games that I've actually dove into. I could take it or leave it. I'm not looking forward to that one at all if it does get released.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah. But let me drop some number threes on you here, Tom.
Do it.
Final Fantasy 16 is teased.
Oh, yeah?
We have all these remakes and re-releases and 15 not existing anymore. 15 was announced and then like 10 years later finally came out. Well, I think it's time for 16 to get announced.
I would be very interested to see 16 get announced, not gonna lie.
So.
Okay. I dig that. All right, well, get ready to yell at me because my last one is such a cop out. I predict that Square will announce a brand new property, a new JRPG series that we have not had any details on before. So, and not off of any of their mainline series. It's going to be a whole new property that they're going to hype as being like something built for a next gen experience.
Yeah. A whole new IP.
And
okay.
Maybe that sounds pretty basic of me, but you know, who knows? I could see it
happening. And, I mean, there's a couple of things that I want Square to do, but I'm not holding my breath from last year.
But my bonus for this round will be that this game is going to be spearheaded by Shinji Hashimoto, who is the co-creator of the Kingdom Hearts series. Since Nomura is kind of like tied up with Final Fantasy VII Remake, I think now that he's done with Kingdom Hearts 3, it leaves some room for him to work on some new projects. And I think he's going to be heavily involved with this IP.
Okay.
And that's my big prediction.
That's a lot of wheels you gotta have there in motion.
Well, start spinning. So, Josh, we're leaving the hall. What do we have to get in line for next?
So we're going Tuesday. So like everything with this company, you gotta camp out and you gotta wait till all hours of the night and, you know, just to sit there and listen to, oh my god, we can't listen to Reggie anymore.
Well, even if you sit in line and wait, there's not a chance you'll get something because they're infamous for underproducing.
Yeah. My body is not ready for Nintendo's press conference.
Mm-hmm. It's here.
Tuesday, June 11th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time or 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time.
And, you know, good for Nintendo for actually having their conference during E3, unlike all these other gun jumpers. I mean, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, we got a lot of things that we can talk about right now for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that are pretty much really quiet when it comes to the E3 scale of things.
And that's what kind of makes theirs the most intriguing, because, you know, they keep things under such lock and key that the revelations are either the most exciting or the most disappointing, you know, just because the hype is generated from that silence.
So I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Since it's your turn anyway.
All right. So, my first prediction is that we are going to get details on a follow-up to the NES Entertainment System Online for the Switch, this time with Super Nintendo games.
Mm.
I think we're going to get a Super Nintendo Online service.
Yep, that was on my list.
All right.
Super Nintendo games announced on Switch Online.
I feel like they tested this out and everyone seems pretty satisfied with it. They cannot keep the members satisfied with just NES games. At least I'll say that. Like, it's fine, it's cute, but you really got to start giving me more stuff. And I think other people feel that way too. So definitely a Super Nintendo Virtual Console of some kind.
I'm going to fire right from the hip, Tom. Hmm. New Smash Brothers character reveal.
Oh, hey, that's on my list. What about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonus.
I'll do my bonus too. This will be, this prediction.
Oh.
Well, you know, I can't take this because you're doing it. Okay, go ahead. Go.
So bonus available today.
Oh, that's hardcore. Ooh. that's such a short amount of time after Joker, though.
We have 5 characters that need to come out from when it got announced till February.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, well,
Joker came out in April, Tom.
True. Okay, yeah, all right, I could see it.
So, I'm saying it. Nintendo did it last year when they said, you know, hey, here's Fortnite on the Switch, available today.
Okay.
Like, I think we're gonna do here's a new Smash Brothers character. Available today.
Well, here's the only note I have about that. So, just this week, Smash Ultimate released the 3.1 version update, which was a pretty big patch. When Joker got released, the game had a substantial patch with it to include him and balance him and everything, so much so that Nintendo servers crashed in something that I thought was ridiculous, you know, considering that they now make us pay for the service and their servers still went down. I'm just curious about it because that would involve have another patch ready so quickly and a big one at that. So we'll see. But I don't think it's out of the question.
Well, it would just there be wasn't interesting. There wasn't a patch when Piranha Plant came out, was there?
Well, there would have had to have been.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, that involves inserting a new story mode, inserting new stickers.
Yeah. I'm just looking at that as, you know, just a bonus point just for him being him or her. Or it, or them, being available today.
I got you. All right. So, my next prediction is that an obvious one, this is more for the bonus point. So, I predict that Doug Bowser's first public appearance as the Nintendo of America president will be heralded not just with a lot of digs at the fact that he's named after Bowser. You know, we'll probably get some cute stuff related to that, but I'm going to predict for my bonus point that Mega 64 will produce a video sketch as part of Doug's introduction, the same way they did twice with Reggie.
Okay.
I think we're going to get a cute little comedy short that opens it up and helps us kind of get to know Doug better and establishes him as a personality. And that's what I'm going to call.
Nice. Yeah, it's weird that Mega 64 and Nintendo are so close to each other. Like, it's weird.
I think Nintendo just was captured by the sincerity of which they're into things. It's like, oh man, these guys dress up and go out in public and that's how much they love these games. We like that, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Josh? What's next?
Luigi's Mansion 3 gets a release date of October 2019.
It better come out in October. Seriously, come on.
It's perfect timing.
It's the spoopiest time of the year.
But we got, I mean, I was really hesitant on saying October because we have Animal Crossing. Is Animal Crossing coming in September? Is Luigi's Mansion coming in October? Is Pokemon coming in November? Like, that's three heavy hitters back to back to back.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll have to see. We will have to see. So, my final Nintendo one is we're going to see some new ports for the Switch announced, and I am going to put money on a collection, or basically I'm predicting up to three specific titles getting announced as ported to the Switch. I believe that the Wind Waker and Twilight Princess HD remakes for the Wii U are high probabilities to be announced as Switch ports, in addition to the long desired Skyward Sword HD remake coming to the Switch. So
who's it desired by?
I mean, I don't know who it's desired by in my circle of friends, because I am friends with people who enjoy quality, but
yeah,
people want that game to come back. I'm not gonna lie, if that game, 99% of my problems with that game would disappear if the controls were better, you know. I mean, the world's too small and a whole bunch of other problems I have with it, but the motion controls were not great. So if they spruced them up for the Switch and polished it up, I'd probably try to give it another shot. And I think we might get that chance this year.
So when you're talking about games that are being ported over, are they Nintendo games?
Oh no, the gate's open. Like I figure both of us had the potential to say Switch ports. What I'm saying is Zelda Switch ports. That's what I was calling.
Okay. So you're thinking there's going to be at least up to three Zelda Switch ports.
I think there's high possibilities for any of those three, but I'm just going to go big and say they'll announce all three.
Okay. Okay. So what I got left here, I got a lot left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like two or three of them are guarantees. But I'm going to go for one that's kind of like a six or seven on the it might happen type scale. Because I like to leave it, you know, just crazy.
You want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts.
There's going to be a port coming to the Switch. But it's going to be the Rare Replay.
You think?
Ooh. Which is going to include Banjo-Kazooie coming to the Switch, being on a Nintendo console for the first time in a long time. Will they appear somewhere else on the Switch during this press conference? I don't know. Will the Battletoads appear somewhere else on this press conference? I don't know. Maybe one or two of those receive invitations to something.
Possibly. Into a birthday party, I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug Bowser's birthday party.
Rare Replay coming to Nintendo Switch.
I would love that, let me just say. And like we said earlier, like we said in the very first set of predictions, Microsoft and Nintendo have been kind of good buds the past few months. So that could happen. And let me tell you, I would jump for joy if it did.
So that is it for all of the conferences that we have. Let's go into a bonus round of ultimate hype moments. What are some things that you hope to happen during this entire E3 that if these three things happen, you will lose your mind?
These count towards our overall score, or are they just for fun?
These will count towards our overall score, and then we're going to have the just for fun predictions.
Okay.
At the end.
My hype moments are the new Smash Brothers character turns out to be... See, there's a difference between my hype and a standing ovation. Well, I'll just say it. The new Smash...
No, I'm saying your hype. My hype.
Okay.
What's going to get you juiced?
Okay. The new Smash Brothers character turns out to be Banjo and Kazooie. And like you said, it's a culmination of several Microsoft tie-in announcements with Nintendo. How about you?
Yeah. Resident Evil 3 remake.
Ooh.
We got two. Two did fantastic. Two is an amazing game. People keep talking about how amazing that game is. It's currently still my game of the year for this year. And I've played a lot of good games so far this year. But Resident Evil 3 remake, if that gets announced, that's an ultimate hype moment for me. Because they said they're listening and it will happen if the fans want it to happen.
Okay. Okay.
So hear me, Capcom.
My next hype moment would be that Ken Levine, the creator of BioShock, after being in the dark for a little while and after having Irrational Games kind of shuttered and reformed as Ghost Story Games, is going to make a surprise appearance at, well, let's say, the Microsoft concert to reveal his next project.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be BioShock related?
I would hope not, but not to poo-poo on Microsoft. I'm just saying, I hope if he's going to show up, it's going to be like, what, you know, here's something new.
An original IP, yeah.
Here's to justify why I've been gone for so long.
Mm-hmm. Number two for me, a new Crash Bandicoot game announced.
Like a new mainline series platformer?
Yep. We got the Insane Trilogy, which did fantastic. On the 21st, we have Crash Team Racing getting released. And apparently early predictions in for that is it's really, really freaking good. So I'm hoping with the success of the Insane Trilogy and the Spyro Trilogy and the Crash Team Racing release that we get, that they're going to finally announce a new Crash Bandicoot game for us.
Okay, nice. And my final hype moment would be that Mega Man Legends 3 is finally in development and that it's coming exclusively to the Switch in the same day as it's announced.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hey, anything's possible. What do you got?
My third one is somewhere inside of E3 this year, we are going to get a new Castlevania game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think with the release of the Anniversary Collection that just came out, and they also released Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood on the PlayStation Store, I think a new Castlevania game has to be somewhere in the works.
That would be a lot of fun. And I would be very happy to see that too, now that you have gotten me into the Castlevania series, you know? So yeah. I think your logic's pretty sound too, that like the Anniversary Collection was probably a hype generating machine for something at E3.
Yeah, why would they release? I mean, like I said, they had the Anniversary Collection come out, and then they had Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood come out. So there's like 8 or 9 Castlevania games right there. Why would they release all of these in a short period of time if not to get people talking about Castlevania again?
I could see it.
So that's it for our ultimate hype moments. Yeah. That's the end. That's this right here is where the contest ends.
All right. Well, Josh, I wish you good fortune in the wars to come. And we'll see.
It's going to be a fun week.
We'll see who the victors are.
So let's talk about other ones, just for fun ones. What do we got out there, Tom? What else did you have on your list or you had stirring around?
I predict that we will see more Final Fantasy ports on the Switch. Probably a lot of the older ones. But 8, okay. But we will still never get 8 because Square hates 8.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of just because of the music licensing.
Probably. All right, what do you got? Let's rapid fire these.
All right, I got Game Pass is coming to Switch. Mm-hmm. We're going to get some sort of an announcement for that. Link's Awakening gets a release date.
Oh, yeah. I figured we would see that. That's probably going to be another one of their big fall titles. Maybe their Christmas title, you know?
We at least get 2 new amiibo announced.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Game Boy or N64 classics are announced as well.
I would see a Game Boy Classic come out before an N64 Classic would, especially with the 3DS being kind of dead now at this point.
And one of my ultimate hype moments that didn't make it into the ultimate hype moments, Overwatch announced for Switch.
Oh, we'll see. That would be something. All right, I got something that I know you probably didn't even consider. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Microsoft is going to announce a new Forza game.
Actually, from the word on the street is Forza is not going to be at E3 at all this year.
Yeah, you expect me to believe that they're not going to announce it and have a car on stage and, you know, have the audience pretend they care. Yeah, that's coming. It's coming, Josh.
At the Microsoft press conference for me, I had a Dino Crisis remake revealed.
Ooh.
Because with the success of Resident Evil 2 and Monster Hunter and all this stuff that Capcom's been doing to make people happy again. People want Dino Crisis, and what better way to give them Dino Crisis than a remake or a reboot of the franchise again?
Okay. I like that.
I also thought that a Smash character would be announced at the Microsoft conference.
That would be bold.
It was just more of a trailer of them receiving the invitation, and then it says, we'll see you on Tuesday or something like that.
Oh, if there was like this united front between Microsoft and Nintendo the year that Sony doesn't show up, that would just be so the internet would lose its mind.
Yeah. And then the other two things that I had on my list, well, actually I had three things, but one doesn't matter anymore. The other two things I had on my list, well, one, if EA actually had a press conference this year, I was hoping that we were going to get a Dead Space remaster.
Mm.
But EA shot themselves in the foot with that one. And then I just wanted Shovel Knight 2 to finally get announced.
Well, good things come in time.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
So, Tom, at the beginning of the episode, we talked about, you know, the winner receiving something. Receiving a gift, or gets to choose something, or to do something.
A very precious prize, in a way.
So if one of us win, what do we actually get?
Well, much like someone who wins the Royal Rumble, the winner of this will get to choose something very important. They will get to choose what the topic will be of a Cast to the Past's upcoming spin-off show, Mystery Pixel Theater 20XX. That's right. Not only are we debuting new content, but we're debuting it around the most sacred subject in all of gaming, video game film adaptations. So, in the spirit of a show that's very beloved by Josh and I, Mystery Science Theater 3000, we're going to have a series where the two of us sit down, and we're not going to like sit in front of a movie and make fun of it the whole time, because we'll get sued into the ground. But Mystery Pixel Theater 20XX is going to have us sit down and discuss cinema's attempts to bring games to the big screen and how they've worked or how they haven't worked. And we're looking to make a fun little show out of it.
Yeah, I mean, they've always worked. I mean,
well, we're giving away, our whole show strategy here.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I hope I win because I got the best choice for our first movie to pick. So,
I also have something that I'm very eager to discuss with you because I know it'll cause some fireworks. But yeah, this is our way of announcing something new and also hopefully generating some interest for it. We think we're gonna be able to bring you guys something very cool to expand the Cast of the Past universe, and we're very excited to share that with you.
Yes. And then let's talk about what's coming up in the future for us here. We're going to be taking about a month off to dive into Chrono Trigger.
Yes.
As that was the winner of our March Madness bracket.
You guys chose, and as always, democracy fails. So a game that like we put on the list out of kind of obligation, not that we don't love it. We very much love Chrono Trigger, but we were like, let's put it on here because it'll probably be expected. But we hope something else would win. And, you know, you chose. So
so we're going to be taking a month off so we can both sit down and enjoy Chrono Trigger to its fullest extent.
It's a long game.
Yeah, it is. So we have a couple episodes lined up from our old podcast where we did kind of the same thing that we do here on Cast of the Past.
Yeah.
So we're going to release those episodes.
Call them kind of like HD remakes of those episodes in a way. You know?
Yeah. So look forward to that in the next coming weeks. We're also going to have a couple more episodes of Jaeger's Retro Review being released as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of things in store for the upcoming weeks here to kind of hold you guys over until we come back with our actual review or our sit down conversation about Chrono Trigger, because there's a lot there, guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very meaty episode. I'm looking forward to it. And again, thank you to everyone who voted and shared the poll, shared the page during our March Madness bracket. We thought I think it was a pretty decent success, and something I want to try again next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a March Badness.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe we're not gonna give you quality choices next year. We're gonna give you the ability to punish us instead.
Because that's what people need.
Yes.
People just want to feel good about themselves by making other people suffer.
That's the way of life. On the internet, anyway.
But until then, this has been Josh.
And Tom.
Well, that's all the time that we could spend in the past, so thanks for listening. Subscribe to A Cast of the Past on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stay up to date with A Cast of the Past by making sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There you can be the first to know when new episodes drop, as well as joining in the discussion on all things video games. See you in the future.